Okay, so we're on Daf Chaf Beis today. Let's go over again what we did yesterday. So, if you remember, we learned that there was a chumrah in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that there are 10 or 11, depending on how you make the count, of stringencies of Kodesh over Truma. And the first stringency was that when it comes to being Tovel Kalim, so for Truma, I could Tovel two Kalim, one in another Kali, but for Kodesh, I can't do that. For Kodesh, I can't do that. So we had a Machlok in the Gemara. What's the reason I can't Tavel one Kali in another Kali? So the first Hesber by Rabbi Ela was, the reason I can't Tavel one Kali another Kali is because of the Kashash Chatzitza. Chatzitza, when there's an interruption between the water and the Kalim. So the inner Kalim is heavy, and it will, you know, press against the outer Kali, and so the water won't go on either one of the Kalim. That's Rabbi Ela's Hesber, okay? Then we had another Hesber from Rava. Rava says, no, it's the issue in the Mishnah has nothing to do with Chatzitza. The issue in the Mishnah is a Gezerah, three lines from the bottom on Chaf Aleph Beis, Gezerah Shlo Yapil Machtin B'tzin Norod B'tli Shem Piv Kishperot Anod. It's a safeguard. We're afraid that a person may come to immerse Kalim in a keli, but the second keli will have a narrow opening of its mouth, and then the narrow opening of the mouth will be less than two etzba'ot that can move easily, in which case it's not considered a chibur with the water of the mikvah. Okay, so those are two different reasons we gave. Everybody remember this? Let's just review from yesterday. Okay, now I'm going to go over some of the gemara that we did yesterday already, but some of the chazar is good, but it's on today's daf. So let's go back on the gemara. He says on line 5 on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph 22a line 5. Okay, so my ego being the rabbi of Rabbi Ela. So what's the nafkamina? Whether I say Rabbi Ela's reason because of chatzitza, or I say Rabbi's reason because of the gzeru shel yapil machten b'tzinorot b'chli shem piv tishvora node. There's a gzeru that I shouldn't come to put needles and spinning forks in a kli that has like a narrow opening to it. So the Gemara says, "Ika ben hayusal begargutni shemilan kalim v'tbilan." So the nafkamina between the two shita would be: let's say I have a sal, it's a basket, and a gargutni is a big basket, but the gargutni is used like to strain the wine. In other words, like when the wine has been pressed before it goes into the bore, it goes through the gargutni. So let's say I have a sal and gargutni, and I fill it up with kalim, and now I immerse the whole thing in the mikveh. And when we say a basket, it's like a wicker basket, so it's not so the water goes through it. So according to the opinion, which was Rabbi Ela, who says the reason that the Mishnah prohibits tavling one kli and another kli, because the chashash chatzita, so I still have the same chashash here, because it's one kli and another kli. He says, but the other opinion, which is Rava, who says the reason is we're concerned that you may come to put small kalim in a larger keli that has a very narrow mouth. So he says, sal v'gargutni shemfin kishvotanod leka. So the Gemara says there is no sal and gargutni that ever has a narrow mouth. And in other words, it's not made that way. So there wouldn't be a gzeira for that. So then there wouldn't be a problem. According to Rava, there wouldn't be a problem in tavling kelim in a sal and a gargutni. Okay, so that's the nafkamina between the two hesberim. So the Gemara says, v'az the Rav latame, Rava follows his shita. He says the Amarava salva gargutni shimon kalim bilan tahorim. Rava says mafurash that if I have a salva gargutni and I fill it up with kalim and I tavel them, that's fine. They're both tahorim, which fits in with Rava's hesber in the Mishnah. And then Rava has a second halacha who mikveh shechalku b'sal the gargutni. If a mikveh which I divided with the salva gargutni, I made a partition with like this wicker partition, you know, between the two parts of the mikveh. So neither part of the mikveh has got 40 sa'ah, but there's wicker partition between it. But it's a porous partition. So Rava says, Hatobel sham lo alta lo tvila. So Rava says, this is a separate halacha. Rava says, if you're tovel on one side of that mikveh, so you're not yotze the mikveh. In other words, you didn't do an adequate tvila in the mikveh. He says that meaning the two parts are not mechubar to one another. That's what he's saying. He says the ha'ara kula chalchuli mechalchula, because the earth is itself porous. And we need 40 sa in one place. So I told you there's a machloket among the mefarshim how to understand this. But one way to understand it is, let's say I dig in the earth and I make a shamim one one hole with Megashamim of 20 saw, another with 20 saw, and there's dirt between them. So I don't say that they're mechubar to each other, because everything on the face of the earth is porous. The earth is porous. So I say it's a chiluk between them. Or the other hesber, which is brought down, is, let's say, it could be talking about a mayan, which is a spring. There's machloket poskim, whether a mayan needs 40 saw or not. But assuming that a mayan does need 40 saw, so if it doesn't have 40 saw here, but connected through the earth, it would have 40 saw. But nevertheless, it's not a kosher mikvah. Okay? So, all right, everybody good so far? Yeah, what's up? No, in other words, a 40 saw is one amma by one amma. Amma at most is 2 feet. So 2 feet by 2 feet by 6 feet. What? Is what? No. He's saying the Kelim mikvah he's talking about. The Kelim mikvah, I think, in and of itself is 40 saw. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So I'm going to go further in the Gemara now. Okay. Now when we said that there's a problem according to Rava, if I tabble a keli in another keli and the outer keli has less than the feet, like shofarot anot is this tube from the leather satchel or whatever, leather container. So, or it means two etzbot, we said, that can move around easily. So the only problem of having a chatzitza under those circumstances is if the outer keli is tahor and the inner keli are tame. Then I say the water is not mechubar, and then I'm out of gas. So it's really like the same thing as that mikvah that's divided with the wicker baskets. But the Gemara has a little bit of a chiddush here. If the outer keli is tame and the inner keli are tame, since the tefillah mikvah helps, as a matter of course, for the outer keli, there's no way to dabble the outer keli unless I stick it in the water. So as a matter of halacha, it does help for the outer keli. So it also helps vis-a-vis the kelim that are in there. Okay? Everybody good so far? All right. Now, ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is somewhat confusing, and we don't understand it when we first read it, and we must be patient. Okay, ditnan. So we learn the Mishnah Masechta Mikvaot, kelim shemilan kelim. If I filled kelim in other kelim, v'et bilan bray elu tahorim. So they're all tahorim. Now it's going to come out that we're talking about that this would be where the outer keli is tame. In other words, if the outer keli is tame, and I fill it with other kelim. So it's good. And that supports what we just said. And this is still a continuation of the Mishnah. And this is the part that we don't understand so perfectly, but we'll see. The imlo taval, if it wasn't taval, but the Gemara is going to explain what it means is if the outer keli does not require tefillin mikvah, meaning that it's tahor. The imlo taval, mayim ha'muravim, adhu muravim kishvaferet anot. So then the water that's inside, so in other words, if the outer keli doesn't require tefillin mikvah because it's tahor, so then the inner water that's inside the keli, it has to be connected with a larger opening than shofarot anot. That's mayim hamu'uravim. The mixing waters, the water that's connecting to the larger waters of the mikvah, ad shumu'uravim kishofarot anot, until it's the size of the node. So the Gemara says, mai ka'amar v'im lo taval. What does the Tana of the Mishnah mean by the words v'im lo taval? Haki kamar. This is what the Tana means. The im eno tzarik lahat below, if you do not require to tavel the outer keli, i.e. the outer keli is tahor, so he says, mayim ha-mu'ravim, ha-shu-mu'ravim, shur-anot. So then the water that's mixing, which is the water that's entering the keli, has to be connected, at least kishfo-per-anot. It has to have that aperture of two etzba'ot, it can move around easily. All right? Okay, so I think this is the first pause. Any questions, comments, anything we did so far? What's up? That's a vadai, but we're talking about even if it reaches there, it may not be considered part of the mikvah if it's not that aperture is in the kish kofar. I don't know. So we did. We just saw the halacha. In other words, I would recommend never doing that. Frankly, I'd recommend never doing it. But the halacha we saw, because first, you know, you want to make sure that each keli is like, you know, not touching the other keli. The water is going all around the place. But you saw the halacha. The halacha is if it's got the like aperture, but you have to make sure that you know the water is going all around. So I would not do that. Okay, now the Gemara says. Absolutely, you know. That was the other one. The other one was tame. Right. So Yosef's saying if you have two kalim and the outer kali is tame, so we learned it doesn't have to be such a big aperture. Then we learned that you don't need a large aperture. No. Okay. All right. Yeah. So here we're talking about tumen tahara. Okay, by tefillas kalim, we're talking about a different halacha. And the halacha is, if it's kalim owned by non-Jew, you have to total it. That's the case. But it has to be tefillin and mikvah. That's the issue. Wait. We're not talking about tumen tahara. So if we're talking about tefillas kalim for purposes of tefillah, yeah, so that I have to go over about the size of the opening and then that circumstance. But lechora Yosef should be right. In other words, the outer kalim needs tefillin and mikvah. And so the inner one needs it also. Lechora, it should be okay, but I'm not sure. I have to check. I got to check, okay? All right, now, let's take a look back in the Gemara. All right, now the Gemara says, V'had Rava and Rabbi Ila Kanai. So the Gemara says, the Shitot of Rava and Rabbi Ila. It's interesting how like they reverse the names now. In other words, first we had Rabbi Ila, then we had Rava. But the Gemara gives, you know, sort of primacy for Rava. In other words, you know, Rava's the Gadol Ador. So Rava is the one who says that the problem of one keli and another keli is because we're afraid that you'll be makpil, you know, makpil and sinorod in a keli where the piv is not the size of the shferda node. And Rabbi Ila says to the chatzitza. So that machloka is really tanaim. It's really machloka tanaim. So before them, there was a machloka, and we're going to find out right now. The tani we learned in the brisa. Sal the gargutni. Here we have our sal the gargutni again, which is the basket. And the bigger basket, Shemilan Kalim, I fill them each up with Kalim, the Hippilan, Bain the Kodesh, Bain the Truma. So I was tovel them, whether the purpose of me tobbling them is for Truma, or the purpose of tobbling them is for use in Kodesh, Tahorim. So here the Tanakama holds, there's no problem. So the Tanakama seems more like Rava. Remember, Rava said, Kli Batok Kli is not a problem if it's a Salon and a Gargutni, because the Salon and a Gargutni, even though we have this stringency, you shouldn't do kli b'tok kli, the rabbi says that's because of this concern about, you know, that the outer kli in a certain circumstance might have a small aperture, but a salon gargutni is always large. Abba Shul Omer, but Abba Shul says, the truma of all the kodesh. Abba Shul says, no. And if for truma, you don't have a problem. But for kachtim, you do have a problem, and that's more like Rabbi Ila. Okay? So, ad kan that. Now the Gemara asks Rafi's question from yesterday. Ihachi trumanami. So if that's the case, whatever the chashash is, whether it's because of chatzitza, or the chashash is because we're afraid you'll put it, you know, in a kili that doesn't have a large aperture, you know, so I should have the same concern by truma as I do by kachim. So the Gemara says, Laman Kaimrinan, who are we addressing ourselves to in the Mishnah? In other words, we're saying these are the dinim, we want you to observe these stringencies. To whom are we addressing when we say these halachot? Chaveirim. We're talking about the chaveirim, the people who are from and they observe all the dinim, and that's who the ones we tell it to. So chaveirim made the yadi. So the Gemara says when it comes to truma, the chaveirim means the people who are observing all the halachot properly. So the chaveirim know if I have a kli b'tok kli, I have to make sure one doesn't press against the other one. And they know if I'm, or according to Rava, if I'm doing it clinically, that the aperture has to be at least 2 etzbaot. They know what's coming off. So by truma, they'll make sure that everything is done kedat v'kedin. So the Gemara says, ihati, if that's the case, kodesh nami. So the Gemara says, so by kodesh also, who are we addressing, the chaveirim? So I shouldn't need any gzeira about kli b'to kli, or about this kli that's the larger aperture, because we're speaking to chaveirim. The chaveirim are careful to to make sure either not to do that or that the one kli doesn't press on the other kli. So the Gemara says, "Chazilei ama aretz ba'azil ma'apil." The concern is by kodesh, then an ama aretz, and the ama aretz, they're shomer mitzvah, but they're not so careful with everything. The ama aretz is going to see the chaver tavlin kelim, you know, for kodesh, and if he sees the chaver tavlin kli b'to kli or a kli, you know, with you know, so he'll come, he'll do it, but he won't do it so well. So the gzera is, we don't want you to do anything that could lead the ama aretz to do it improperly. So the Gemara says, truma nami chazilei ama aretz va'azil ma'apil. So the Gemara says, yeah, but by truma, in other words, you said you have a stringency by kodesh, you don't have a stringency by truma. So why do we have one and not the other? So we said truma is not a problem because of the chaver, we're careful. But the Gemara says, so by kodesh, they're also careful. The Gemara says, yeah, but the things we're concerned that the ama aretz will see the chaver, tavlin kelim for kodesh, and he'll do it and he won't do it so well. So then why are we not concerned by truma that he'll see the chaver doing it that way? So the Gemara says, lo mekablina minayu. So when it comes to truma, we, the chaverim, do not accept truma from the ama aretz. In other words, we're concerned that whatever they have is tameh, so we would not accept truma from them. So we're not going to enact stringency because it's not going to, we're okay without it. So the Gemara says, kodesh nami lo mekablina minayu. So if that's the case, so kachim also we shouldn't accept from the ame haaretz, meaning if the ame haaretz comes to the base of Mekdash, he wants to bring mincha or yayin or shemen. So we can say, no, we don't accept from you. We don't trust your standards. So the Gemara says, Pavule Eva, if we were to say that to the ame haaretz, create a lot of hostility and anger. So we don't want to say that to the ame haaretz. So we want to put safeguards to make sure the ame haaretz is also doing it right with that. So the Gemara says, Truma nami Havule Eva, but by Truma, is also going to create hostility. In other words, the Am Aretz comes to a Kohen who's a Chaver, says, I have some truma for you, and he says, please, no, I don't want it. So he says, so the Gemara says, lo echet light. The Gemara says, the Am Aretz doesn't care if the Chaver doesn't accept his truma. The Azul Yayuvle the Kohen Am Aretz Chaver. He'll give it to his Am Aretz Kohen. But when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash, so there's only one Beis HaMikdash, and we, the Chaverim, you know, we control it. It's like a little bit like Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanon controls a lot of things. Now they're trying to change things at the Kotel. I don't know if you're following all the news, but like, you know, we control a lot of things in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so let's just summarize what we did, and then we'll go on. So the question is Rafi's question from yesterday, why is the stringency only by Kodesh and not by Truma? So the Gemara says that the Mishnah is addressing itself to Chaverim. Chaverim do things properly, but our only concern is that the Amei Haaretz we'll see the chaver toppling one kli another kli by kodesh. We're afraid that he's going to do and not do it so well. So we say, you know what? Don't topple one kli another kli, and then the amaris won't see you do it, and he won't do it either. So why aren't we concerned by truma? So the Gemara says by truma, like we're not going to accept truma from the amaris anyway, because we're so that being the case, we'll be okay with it. All right, everybody good. All right, now. Now the Gemara says, "Uman Tana the Chayish LeEva." Who is the Tana who is concerned Liba the Hilchata for hostility? So he says, "Rabbi Yosi." That Tana is Rabbi Yosi. The Tanya we learned the Brisa. I'm Rabbi Yosi. If Nema Hakol Ne'manim Al Tarat Yain B'Shem and Kli Mor Hashana. Why is everyone? I mean, even the Ama Aretz, we accept wine and oil from him the whole year. He says, Kideish lo yehei kolach means to the Beis HaMikdash. We'll accept the wine and shemen from the Ama Aretz if he's bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash. We'll accept it from him. Kideish lo yehei kolach habichar holeich u'bonar b'mala atzmo. Because we don't want everybody going off and building his own bama. Oh, they're not accepting my stuff here. I'm starting my own shul. Bama, his own altar. The story of para aduma la'atzmo. You know, he's going to get his own para aduma and do things his own way. So we don't want to do that. So he's the one who's concerned about Ava. Now, Amara Papa, Yaman Mekablina in a Saduta Miyama Aretz. So Papa says, according to whom are we going when we accept Ada's testimony from an Ama Aretz, Kiman Rabbi Yosi? So we're concerned, like with the Shita Rabbi Yosi, we want to create too much hostility. So I was talking to Rav Shechter today about this. He was saying, like, in other words, the Kashash would be, let's say, by Ada's that the Ama Aretz is really a Rasha. So Rabbi Yossi is saying he's not really a Rasha. In other words, they're observing Shabbos, but they're not so careful. Like, world of Dinim, and that's the way we're following. Okay, let's just do one Tosfos. I'll talk a little bit and we'll take some questions. Okay, the second to last Tosfos. Everybody have it. So according to whom are we going when we accept Eidus from the Yama Aretz, like Rabbi Yossi? And when we say Yama Aretz, it's kind of like a social class, not like today people say, oh, like, I don't know if it's right to ever say this about anybody, but people say, oh, like, he's an Yama Aretz. It doesn't mean the same way the Gemara has talking about. Yama Aretz, it's like a social group, and their standards are lesser. What? Well, I don't want to use terms that we use today. In other words, the Yama Aretz, it's like a social group. They're not so careful with all the dinim. So he says, "Harav Reb Elchanan Omer, the Kainalan Reb Yossi." So Reb Elchanan says, "We follow Reb Yossi." B'chayshin la'eva l'fichach mezamin achsha b'chol am ha'aretz. So he's saying that we would be mezamin. Mezamin is I'd include in a mezuman even in am ha'aretz. He says, "Apol gav demrin bebracho ein mezamin la'aretz." So the Gemara learns Masechet Bracha. We have this in Daf Yomi. You can't be mezamin with an amaretz. He says the Gam Rabbi Nashi Bar Taklifa lo ratzal lezamin alehim, and Rabbi Nashi Bar Taklifa didn't want to be mezamin with them. Riva Faresh the local rotzal itod Hashem laksik laksmok tam and chacham so zamin al amaretz biado litol sveinan amaksik basvina tam and chacham and zeh. So Riva has a different hesber. In other words, the Gemara says you're not allowed to be mezamin with an amaretz. So Rabbi Chanan says, we're concerned for the Shita Rabbi Yossi that we don't want to treat Eva like too much hostility. And the Re says the reason we're summing with Yama Aretz is because, in other words, like he says, Rabbi Nashi Bar Taklifa didn't want to be Mizami, but he was the Taman Chacham, and we're not machzik ourselves like Tamina Chachamim. Now, having said that, again, what they're talking about is a little different than like issues today. In other words, they're talking about somebody who's Shomer Shabbos, but he's an Ama Aretz. You know what I mean? He's not so careful with mitzvot. Today, like, we have other issues, you know, with people, you know, in terms of their frumkeit level. But the Rav Shach told me a story. He said the Gra was in an inn, and he was eating with two people, apparently, and one person, I don't know, he doesn't sound like he was from. He and he didn't even want to bench, and the Gra wanted him to bench with him, and the Gra benched with him. And the way I remember it, he was saying that, like, as a result of that, the guy became frum, like, that the Gra included him. But it, I don't know, like, Rav Shachter was saying, and to me, it also it doesn't sound like a typical Gra type of story. What? No. There were only three. Only three people. In the story, there were only three people. What? Say again, what? No, it doesn't have that flavor to it. Okay. All right. Okay, anybody have any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far? Okay, let's continue on. Now, all right. So now, the Gemara says, okay, so we explained that by Truma, we don't have these chashashot. We don't care what the Yama Aretz does. I mean, he's going to do whatever he does, but we're not taking their Truma, and so we're leaving it alone. So now the Gemara says, "Veneichus l'sheila," but why am I not choshesh that the chaver will borrow the kelim from the Yama Aretz? In other words, he's not going to get truma from the Yama Aretz, but maybe he's going to borrow the keli from the Yama Aretz, and the Yama Aretz will see the chaver tabling a keli and a kli for truma, and he'll do it incorrectly, and it will become it. It's done because we learn the Mishnah. Now this Mishnah is a long Mishnah, so you gotta be patient with it. But the main point we're trying to get to in this Mishnah is that Chaverim borrow Kalim from Amei Haaretz. That's the basic idea we're trying to prove. Okay, Tidman, we learned the Mishnah Masechet Eduyot. Kli Cheres, Matzilo Lakol, Rei Beit Hillel. Beit Hillel says, a Kli Cheres, which is an earthenware vessel, will block off Tuma. So Rashi has two Ukimtas, what would be blocking off the Tuma? So either I have a Kli Cheres with Samid Patil, like a sealed Kli Cheres, so if there's a mate in the house, what's in the Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tuma, that blocks it off. Or, case number two, there's like an upper floor and a lower floor. There's a hatch between the lower floor and the upper floor. There's a mace in the bottom floor, but the hatchway is covered with a Kli Cheres. So that would block off the Tuma. That'll block off the Tuma. So again, so the Mishnah says, Kli Cheres matzil kol debrei Beit Hillel. So Beit Hillel says, Kli Cheres blocks off all Tuma. So Beit Shammai says it will only block off Tumah, and we don't understand this, then we must be patient. He says that it only blocks off Tumah for food, drink, and other Kli Cheres, meaning if there's Kli Shetef. Kli Shetef would be, let's say, like a metal keli or a wooden keli, so it wouldn't block off Tumah for that. So Mulahem Behil Beit Shammai, but they ma. So Behil says Beit Shammai, why would that be the case? We don't understand your halacha, Beit Shammai. So Amru, and the Bach has on the side, he has from the Reb Shaya Pick Berlin, Amru Lahem Beit Shammai, Bepneshu Tame Al Gabe Am Haaretz. That we're talking about a case where an Am Haaretz is the one who owns the Kaili. So there's a presumption that his Kalim are Tameim. So that being the case, so if a Kaili, the Ein Kli Tame Chotetz, if the Kli itself is Tame, it doesn't block off the Tumah. So that we're concerned for that. So the barrier falls by the wayside. Amulam Beit Hillel, below Tihartim Okun Mashkin Shibitoko, Beit Hillel says, yeah. But if you're concerned with the Amah Aretz, so how come like Okun and Mashkin that are in the Kli Cheres that you're good with? In other words, if the Kli itself is Tame, it's not Tzvotzeis Bepnei Atuma. So we have two cases, either the sealed Kaili or the upper floor. So, but you, Beit Shammai, you say you're concerned that it's Tameh, but yet you say that it does serve as a barrier vis-a-vis Ochlin and Mashkin, with the food and drink that's in it, or the food and drink that's on the second floor. So Amrula, below the, right, he said it's Tahor. He says, so the Gemara says, Amrula hem Beit Shammai, shetiharu Ochlin and Mashkin shebetocho, when we retire the Ochlin and Mashkin, turn page, La'atzmo tiharu. And it was, we're mitire that for the Am Haaretz. Aval netire the kli shetarato l'chavalo, are going to be netire a kli that it's for him, for the Am Haaretz, you the chaver may borrow it. That's the idea. So we'll explain this mission in a second, but the point the mission is trying to prove is that chaverim borrow kalim from the Am Haaretz. That's the main point. That makes the question. So let's analyze what Beit Shammai is saying. So Beit Shammai is saying like this. This is the way the art school had the Hezber, that the Am Haaretz, if we tell the Am Haaretz, it's Tam, we'll see in a minute, the Gemara is going to like elaborate more. We tell the Am Haaretz, you know, your Kaili is Tame, everything's Tame, he's not going to listen to us at all. He's not going to listen to us. But because it means that some Kalim, when they're Tame, there's no way to be Mitahir them. Like food and drink, there's no way to be Mitahir food and drink. Kli Cheres is no way to be Mitahir it. So he's not going to listen to us. He's going to say, get going. But if I tell the Am Haaretz, the food and drink is good, the Kli Cheres is good, but the Kli Shetef, those are Tameyim. And that you just need to immerse in a mikvah, that he'll listen to us for. So Beit Shammai is saying we want to incentivize the Am Haaretz. Now the Chaverim don't borrow earthenware vessels from the Am Haaretz. They only borrow metal and the Kli Shetef from him. So we want to incentivize the Am Haaretz to tabel the Kalim. So in this case, he's got a Kli Cheres. The Kli Cheres is going to block it off, but we treat the Kalim of the Am Haaretz as Tameim. So, but we're not going to say the Am Haaretz, everything is Tame according to Beit Shammai, because he's not going to listen to us. So Beit Shammai says the better svara is, tell him that the things that, you know, would be lost if it was Tame, like the food and the drink and the Kli Cheres, tell him that's Tahor. And the main thing we're concerned about is the Kli Shetef. All right. So then, but the main point we were really after with is the fact that the Chaverim borrow Kalim from the Am Haaretz. That's the part. So if they're borrowing Kalim, we have a problem because we said that we had all these harchakot by Kodesh, but not by Truma. Truma, we said the Am Haaretz is doing his own thing, but we're not taking Truma from him. But if we're borrowing Kalim from him, then we're going to run into problems because the Chaver is going to borrow Kaili from the Am Haaretz and the Kaili might be Tame. So the Gemara says on the second line from the top. So the Gemara says, Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yeshua. So we learn in the Braisa, Rabbi Yeshua is the Tan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Kananya. He says, Boshnim mi debrechem Beit Shammai. I'm embarrassed from your words, Beit Shammai. Ich bin farshemt von Ira Vetter. I'm so embarrassed. Efshar isha lasha ba'areva. Isha Bariva Tmei and Shibu Batsek Tahor. In other words, he, Rabbi Shu, says, I don't understand your holding that some things are Tami, some things are not. He says, how is it possible? A woman's on the second floor of that house with the hatchway. The hatchway has the Kli Saris in between it, and the dead body's on the lower floor. So is it possible? Isha Lasha Ba'ariva, she's kneading dough in a trough. Isha Ba'ariva Tameim. So we're going to say the Isha is Tameya, we'll tell her, and the trough is Tameh, Shiva, Ubatste Tahor. But the dough is Tahor. Lugin Male Mashkin. I have Lugin, like bottles that are filled with Mashkin. Lugin Tameh Tumah Shiva. The Lugin, we're going to say, is Tameh for 7 days. Umashkin Torin. So Nidpalo Tamir Chami Tamidei Beit Shammai. Now, when Rabbi Yehoshua is speaking, Beit Shammai is not alive anymore, but he's like speaking metaphorically to them. I'm embarrassed for you. So one Talmud from the Talmidim of Beit Shammai said, Amarlo, Marlecha Taman Shal Beit Shammai. You know, with your permission, Rabbi, I'd like to give you the Svara for Beit Shammai. Amarlo, one more. He says, fine, tell me. Amarlo, Kli Tamei Chotei Tawainu Chotei. Is a Kli Tamei able to be Chotei Bifnei Atuma or not? Amarlo, Rabbi Shu said, Einu Chotei, not Chotei. So the Tumah goes straight through. Kli Shalma Aretz Tamei U Tahor. Is a Keli Venema Aretz considered Tamei or Tahor? Amarlo Tamei. This is considered Tamei. He says, now the Talmud says, Vimatel Merlo Tamei, if you tell Yama Aretz, the Keli is Tamei and everything is Tamei, is he going to pay attention to you? If you tell him it's Tameh, he's going to say to you, you know what I say? My Kelim is Tahor and yours is Tameh. So the reason for Beit Shammai, we want to make the best of a difficult situation, but we want to ensure, incentivize the Yama Aretz to be Metahir, the Kelim, so that when the Chavir borrows the Kelim, they'll be in a state of Tahara. It means that we have a chashash, not a chashash, and it was if the scenario takes place, so then the kelim are tamei shiva. It has to have hazah from the mechatat and tefillin the mikvah. So we want to incentivize the Ama Aris to do that because the chavir, when he borrows it, isn't going to know what took place. Miadalach Rabbi Shua. So immediately Rabbi Shua went, v'nishtateach al-kibrei Beit Shammai. He went to the kvarot of Beit Shammai. Amar, and he said, I spoke too much against you, Beit Shammai. So the Gemara comments, or he says, if the ones that are sort of like unclear, I see you have such depth to them, how much are you more, are your logicals, or, you know, the clearly explicit halachot? Amru, they said, that the whole life of Rabbi Yeshua, his teeth were black. All the fast that he was taking to be mechaper for the way that he had spoken about Beit Shammai. And Agav Orcha, maybe we'll get to this at the end, there's like, you know, there's a halach in Shulchan Aruch that if a person sinned against somebody, he should ask for the mechila. If the person then dies, he should go to the kever and ask for mechila. If the kever is too far, he'll get a shliach to go to the kever. So what if the person, let's say he spoke about somebody who's dead, so now does he need to go to the kever and ask for mechila? So we'll see that one posek says not, but here lechora sounds like a riot the other way because he went, even though Beit Shammai wasn't alive, and he went to ask for mechila. So some say the Rishu was just going above and beyond the call of duty. Some want to say it like that, and some want to say that, like Beit Shammai was like still alive in the beginning of Rabbi Yeshua's life, and then they died off later on. But we'll see. Now, yeah, but even then, you have the way you speak. You have to get no, but listen to what he says. The second line, I'm Rabbi Yeshua, boasting me to break from Beit Shammai. I feel embarrassed, ashamed for what you said. The Gemara said, like he felt that was like too over the line. No, they're Beit Hillel is Mekil. Beit Hillel says you're in the good. Beit Shammai is Machmir. And the Gemara elsewhere learns that Beit Hillel went over to Beit Shammai. In other words, when they heard the whole svara, they went over to Beit Shammai. Now, Katani Miat L'chavelo. But at the end of the day, we saw in the Mishnah that Beit Shammai said that I'm concerned about the Kalim for the Amma Aretz, but for the Chaver, who's going to borrow it from him. So I see that the Mishnah says that the Chaverim borrow Kalim from the Amma Aretz. So if that's the case, so now we're going to be in trouble with the Truma. So the Gemara says, "Ki shalina minayhu matalinim lahu." So the Gemara says, when a chaver borrows kelim from the amaretz, he tavels the kelim. In other words, that's standard practice. He borrows a kelim, but he tavels the kelim. The chaver. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi nahadru lu beit hilu beit shamai." So if that's the case, so when Beit Shammai said that, you know, here we have more of a problem because the chaver is going to borrow the kelim, so he says, "Ihachi nahadru lu beit hilu beit shamai." So Beit Hillel should have responded to Beit Shammai. When we borrow from them, we tavel the kelim. So no problem, no harm, no foul. So again, let's go slowly with this. So in terms of like the stam case, like keli shibato keli and things like that. So even if the ama aretz doesn't tavel the kelim properly, the ama aretz, the chaver will tavel the kelim properly. So then in this argument with Beit Hillel Beit Shammai. So then why the Beit Shammai said, but we're concerned about the chaver borrowing the kelim. So why did Beit Hillel say to Beit Shammai, but the chaverim tavel the kelim? So the Gemara now says, t'mei made by hazah, shlosha ushvi, shlishi ushvi. Now, in the Mishnah, though, we're talking about a different type of tumah. In other words, some tumah you just need to tavel something in the mikveh. You're good for it. But we're talking about tumah made, so it's a whole process. It takes a week to go through the whole process. It needs Hazan day 3. Eddie is still with us. Okay, Hazan day 3, Hazan day 7, and then Tefillah LeMikvah. So he says, Uman al-Shiva Yome Lamoshle Inchi. So nobody lends over Kalim for 7 days. So if the Amaretz is lending his Kalim to the Chaver, he's not lending it for 7 days. So there's no way for the Chaver to be Mitahir that Kalim from Tumat Mei. He says, So in that case, this is where Beit Shammai says we want to incentivize them to do the tahara vis-a-vis the mate. But in terms of the garden variety case where there's a concern that the Ama Aretz might tabel kalim, one keli touching another keli or something like that, so that just the issue of the tefillah b'mikvah, so then the chaver will tabel in the mikvah. Okay, so I think we covered the ground with that. All right, so again, let me just repeat and then we'll move on. So again, Rafi's question, you know, why are we more machmir by kachim than by truma? So we said we're really not afraid for the chaverim. The chaverim, we're not afraid of anything they're going to do because they know all the halakot. If it's kli b'tol kli, they'll make sure it's not touching. And if it's a kli that's in a kli, they'll make sure the aperture is more than the two its boat, you know, and the goal of that. But we're concerned about the Am Aretz seeing the chaver tabel kalim, and he, the Am Aretz, might, you know, learn to do something not correct. Even though the chaver is doing it correctly, the Amaretz might say, oh, I saw him tavel kelim for kachim, and he did a kli b'tol kli, and so I could do that. So why are we not concerned by truma? So the Gemara says, truma, the chaverim don't accept truma from the Amaretz, so it's gemarnu. So then the Gemara said, yeah, but wait a second, but the chaverim borrow kelim from the Amaretz, so we do have a problem. So the Gemara says, no, the chaver is who is going to tavel the kelim on his own. If he borrows a kelim from the Amaretz, he'll tavel it. But in the case of the Mishnah that we spoke about, the Smachot Beit Hillel Beit Shammai, we're talking about Tumat Mate, and what we say to the Ama Aretz, you know, with the Kli Cheres, which is Mafsik, there we say to him, some things are okay, even though they're not okay for the Chaver, but as a result of that, it'll incentivize the Ama Aretz to, you know, go through a Tara process with the Kalim that need a Tara process. All right, now, I'm going to move on to somebody who has questions. All right, let's go on. Now, the Gemara says about Tefillah LeMehemni. So the thrust of this is that you cannot rely on the Ama Aretz vis-a-vis Tefillah, because we're afraid he's not doing the Tefillah properly. Bahatanya, but we learn in the Brisa not this way. Bahatanya, Ne'emani Mamei Ha'aretz, Altara Tefillah Tmeimei. That the Amei Ha'aretz are reliable vis-a-vis Tefillah. So which is it going? So Amar Abaye, Lokasha. Habagufo, Habakela. So Baisa is no contradiction between the Baisa, which says they're Naaman, and the statement that we assume that they're not Naaman. He says, Habagufo, if it's him, in other words, he, the Ama Aretz, is going through a Tara process, he's Naaman in terms of Fila. He says, Habakela, the Kalim, we don't rely on him. Rava Amar, Idi Bikela. Rava says that both statements are referring to the Kalim and the Ama Aretz. So one says he's reliable, one says not. Velokasha. Had the Amar meolam lewit balti kli betokli. The case where he's neman, if the Amar it says, I never in my whole life cobbled a kli in a kli, that we believe him. If he says, absolutely, I never did anything like that, we believe him. But had the Amar hibalti, below hibalti, bekli shame bekli, kishver anod. But if he said, I did tabel and kli in a kli, but I was sure that the aperture was larger than shofar anod, meaning two etzbaot, that we wouldn't believe him. In other words, he's getting to a, if he says he never had any negia to this, that we believe him. So I have an negia, but you know, what is it, the she was right, then we don't believe him. So we say we don't rely on him, that's what we don't rely on him for. All right. But Hatanya, and this is a brisa that supports what we just said. But Hatanya, Neman Ama Aretz Lomar, Perot Lu Hukru. And Ama Aretz is believed to say these Perot, none of the seven mashkin went on the payroad and they weren't susceptible to tumah. It's like an absolute statement. Payroad lo hushru. Aval, eno neman amar, payroad hushru v'lo nitmu. But they're not neman to say that the payroad were hushru, the payroad were susceptible to tumah, but they weren't nitma. Then it's like getting a little dicey. We'll entrust up with that. Okay. Everybody good so far? All right. I can't understand it. This is the complicated stuff. Nobody's asking questions. Okay. But agufo mi mehema. Now we said, according to one who came to the Gemara, that the Ama Aretz is believed concerning gufo. And as he says, I tabled the mikvah, I did everything properly. But hatanya, but we learned the brisa, chaver shabal lahazot mazin lav miyad. If a chaver comes and he asks us to sprinkle him with the mechatat, so we do it right away. Ama Aretz shabal lahazot. If an Ama Aretz comes and it has to be sprinkled. In other words, we don't trust the Ama Aretz. The sprinkling has to be done day 3 and day 7. The Ama Aretz walks in the door. We don't trust that now it's day 3 of his Tara process or day 7 of the Tara process. So we make him stick around with us, and then we do the Hazan, day 3 and day 7. Then we're sure it was done properly. Right. So here we said we trust the Ama Aretz, but it doesn't seem like we trust the Ama Aretz for Bizmi Gufo. So now we have El Amar Baye, but Ella usually means a different Hezber, but here Ella, it really like some of the parshim they quote in the article say Ella doesn't belong here. In Amar Baye, Mitoch Chomer Shechbar Chlabat Chilato, he calls Chlabat Sofo. So Baye says the reason he's Neman is like we're so stringent with him with the beginning of the Tara process. So he gets sort of fartzitter, he gets like he's nervous, and then he does the tefillin mitzvah properly. He sees that, in other words, we instill in him like the fear of the whole process, like, you know, we were medayik with him, and then on his own, the tefillin he's good with. Let's see the Rashi on this, around the 10th level line from the top. Until Chomer Shef Mark Labakila, Shabal Fanechala Hazawata, the Lohemanto, so initially he walks in the door, we don't believe him anything. So in the end, we believe him concerning the tefillah mikvah. In other words, he doesn't want to have to deal with the people anymore. I don't want them on top of me. I still don't trust me for anything. So that he does properly. Okay, so that's that piece. Okay, so we had one statement saying that we trust them, another statement that we don't trust them. So we said that we trust them for gufo, but we don't trust them for the kalim. So he said, do we really trust them for gufo? The Brisa says, if they come to be matayer, we will stay in front of us and do the hazan day 3 and 7. Doesn't sound like we trust them. So the Gemara says, no, you're right. For the hazah, we don't trust them. But because we make them go through such book, the tefillah, we trust them. In other words, on day 7, that they go to the tefillah and they do it properly, we trust them because they see what a difficult, they see we're on top of their case. They get like sort of nervous about the whole thing, and then they do the tefillah properly. Okay, now moving on to the next Gemara. Everybody with me? Okay, so now remember we had different stringencies in the Mishnah. The second stringency was, and again, these are Kurmas de Rabbanan, was Acharayim v'tochu beit tzvita b'truma v'lo b'kodesh, that the back of the keli, the outside of the keli, the inside of the keli, the beit tzvita would be when you hold on to the keli, that so for truma purposes, we're going to treat them as independent entities. We'll see in a minute. Of a lobe kodesh, but for kodesh, the whole thing is tami. We're talking about if I have mashkim, which are shein in the tuma, they're only mitami the kli on a drabanan level. So that's the type of tuma the tuma we're talking about. Tuma drabanan. So for tuma, we'll say it was just the outside of the keli was tami, but for kodesh, we'll say the whole keli was tami. All right. So akrayim v'toch, my akrayim v'toch. What does it mean? We don't. So the Gemara says what we. I explained to you a little bit, but what is akrayim v'toch? The kid did not like we learned in the Mishnah in the second Kalim. And again, we don't do Mishnah in the second Kalim. We don't do Mishnah Mikvah, but you get a little bit of everything in the Babli. If a keli was tami b'mashkin, mashkin is tumi d'rabanan, akrayim t'mein. So the outside of the keli is tami. Toko, ogno, ozno, biyadav, tohorim. The other parts of the keli, the inside of the keli, the rim of the keli, the ears of the keli, which would be like the little rings around it, biyadav, the handle of the keli, those are all tohorim. Nitma toko, but if the inside of the keli becomes tame, kulo tame, the whole keli is tame. So here you have to say in the Mishnah, if the inside is touched, then the whole keli is tame. But if it's on the outside, it's only that part. Again, so the Mishnah says, again, we're talking about the stringencies on a Durabanan level. We have this Keli became Tame on a Durabanan level. So if it's for purposes of Truma, so if the Mashkim touch the outside of the Keli and the Truma touches the inside of the Keli, no harm, no foul. Okay, that's what we're saying. But if the Mashkim touch the inside of the Keli, then everything's a mess. But for Kachim, it's always a mess. Now, all right, next piece of Gemara. We mentioned in the Mishnah Beit HaTzvita as being one of the component elements of the Keli, and it's a very unusual turn of phrase. The Gemara tries to clarify. My Beit HaTzvita. What does Beit HaTzvita mean? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Makom Shet Softo. It's the place that you hold the Keli with. B'chein Omer by Yitzbat Lakali. It says by Rut that Boaz gave her some of the parched grain. So by Yitzbat, like he held it, he says, Rabbi Asim, Rabbi Yochanan, but kom shnekiya dat sovin. So Rabbi Asim and Rabbi Yochanan, it's a different shot. He says that svita, beta svita is where you dip your food. And it means that they would have kalim, and then there would be like an indentation, like inside the keli, to put mustard or a condiment there. So the sensitive people would put the condiment there. The other people would put it in a cup and then dip the food and then use the cup for the drink and they didn't care. But the sensitive people would have like a special little like depression in the keli for it. So sovin means to dip. He says, Tani Rabibi Kamiz Rav Nachman, Kol HaKelim Ein Lahem Acharayim V'toch. He says, all kelim have no din of Acharayim V'toch, means like Kodesh. So the Bryce is teaching that when it comes to Kachim, so we don't distinguish between the Acharayim and the Toch. Everything is Tamil. So whether it's Kachim Mikdash, Kachim Gvul. So Kachim Mikdash, I know what that is. What are Kachim Gvul? Kachim Gvul means things outside, the Torah. So Amarle, so Rabibi says to Rav Nachman, Kachim Gvul, I'm sorry. So Amarle, Rav Nachman says, Rabibi, Kachim Gvul, my name. What are Kachim Gvul? So Rabibi says Truma means Truma. So for Truma would be so also would be one Kaler. So he says Vatanana for Ayim Atoch Beit HaTzvita Truma. He says that doesn't make sense. The Mishnah says for Truma we treat it as separate components. So he said Dima Lachul Shnasu Atara Kodesh Kalmar. Maybe what you meant is say Chulin Shnasu Atara Kodesh, which we've had before. Chulin, the person signed up for the program to treat it like Kachim, and that's what the Mishnah means. You sign up for the program. So then it gets treated like the keli gets treated like kachim. So if the mashkim touch the outside of the keli, the whole keli is tame. So Rav Nachman says, I'm part of the Amar Rabba Bar Avua. And Taki reminded me of something that Rabba Bar Avua said. That there are 11 stringencies in the Mishnah. The first six stringencies apply to Kodesh and to Chulin Shanasu Atarada Kodesh. Which is just what he had just said. Achrono the Kodesh about the Kulish Nasurah and Kodesh. Last ones don't apply to Kulish Nasurah and Kodesh. Okay, now 3 lines from the bottom on Hafez and Mabez. Now we're going up to the next stringency. Hanosei to Midras. If a person's carrying Midras is something that the Zav or the Nida sits on, you know, whatever, so lies on, that's all Midrash. So Rashi already taught us in the Mishnah, it's like a sandal, the sandal of the Zav. So no seen a Midrash, no seen a Truma. So the Tana Mishnah says, if I'm carrying the Midrash, I can also carry Truma, provided the Truma is in a Kli Charis, so blocked off. By carrying the Midrash, I become Tani also. I'm a load of Kodesh, but I can't carry Kodesh, and we don't know the reason for this, and we must be patient. So the Gemara says, Kodesh my tamalo. Why is it by Kodesh, I'm not allowed to carry the Midrash? So Mishum Master Shahaya, because of an incident that occurred. So they made a Gzeira based on a specific incident that occurred. The Amar of Yudah Marshmuel, Rabbi Yusuf of Mishmuel, Master Bechashem, Avay Rechavichel Yang Kodesh, Mekomel Lepom. It was an incident of somebody who was transporting Yayin Shal Kodesh. Maybe the person was Machdishit or something like that, but he was Yayin Shal Kodesh from Mekom Lakom, the top line of Chapkim and Aleph. The Nifsata Ritzua Shal Sandalo. So it sounds like what Rashi says, Midras and Zav Haika, but it sounds like this person, he sounds like, was a Zav. And then his like lace of the shoe broke. Then at law, he took the shoelace. Now, the shoelace has got a din of tuma. In other words, the shoelace is an avatuma. He put it on top of the chavit. The chavit is an earthenware vessel, still no problem. But then the shoelace fell into the avi or the chavit, and then all the yang kodesh became common. So, Tasha Amru, so at that time they said, no seda midras, no seda truma, you can carry truma, avalovat kodesh. In other words, so we'll see. So the Gemara says, Yihachi Trumanami. So if that's the case, why are we not concerned for Truma? The same thing could occur by Truma. So Hamani Rib Chanani ben Nakavihi. So the Gemara says, our Mishnah follows Rib Chanani ben Nakavia. The Amar Lo Asruel of Yardin Osino Chmas Shahaya. Rib Chanani ben Nakavi says, when the Chachami make a Gzeira based on a Mas Shahaya, a specific incident that occurred, so then the Gzeira is fashioned just on the facts of the incident that occurred. So since the incident that occurred only deal with Kodesh, didn't deal with Truma, so they didn't make Xera concerning Truma. Now, he, Rabbi Chanan ben Akavya, made his statement in reference to a different incident that relates to the Yarden with the Jordan River, a boat, and the Master Shaya. My he, what's that incident? The Tani, we learned the price, everybody with me? Lo Yisa Adam, that he used to with us. The Tani, Lo Yisa Adam, Mechatat, Ve'efer Katat, Ve'avi Rein, Ve'yarden, of Ve'sfina. A person shouldn't take mechatat, which is the spring water that you're planning to mix with the aper, that's mixed with the aper para. And he shouldn't take the aper, the fatat, the ashes of the fatat. Why don't you come and take a gemara, David? I like it when you take a gemara. Take a gemara here. You'll be a shutaf with us. We have a siyum a week from tonight. You'll come and you'll be a shutaf in the siyum. You'll say, I learned a few lines of Daf Yomi. We're on Chaf Gimel and Aleph, okay? The 10th line. In the back of the volume, page 45. Okay. The Afer Katad, the Abirim, the Nahal, the Sina. Below Yamod, the Tzadzev, he's Rakim Sadacher. He shouldn't stand on one side of the river and throw it to the other side. Below Yishitim, Apanei Amayim. He shouldn't float them across the water. Below Yerkav, Al Gabi Behema. He shouldn't ride on a Behema below Al Gabi Chavera. Can you raglav, they'll go for Karkov. Of all Mavi, we'll see. In other words, in each case, we're concerned. In other words, the Afer Para, besides having a level of kedusha, is extremely valuable. And if it parcels it up, it's going to mess people up. So you could transport it over a bridge. Rabbi Chanan ben Akavi says the only case that they prohibited in transporting the Eifer Para is in a boat when you cross the Yarden, like the incident that occurred with right now. My Masa Shahaya. The Amar of Yudah Marav, Maaseh B'dam Echad Shemavir Mechatat Ve'efer Katat Yarden. There was an incident with somebody who was transporting the Mechatat, which is the water mixed with the Esh of the Paraduma, and the Esh of the Paraduma, and across the Yarden, who was seen in a boat. The Nim said, because I made Techubik Karkai Tashasina. And then, lo and behold, it was how much, he says, a Kazayat made, an olive size, a small amount of dead flesh in the base of the boat. So now the Mechatat's ruined. The Afer Mechatat, that's worth like $10 zillion. He says, Botasha Amru, Lo Yisada Mechatat for Afer Mechatat, Babi Yim B'yardin was Fina. So at that moment, they said, making gezeira. Nobody takes efer chatat, mei chatat in a boat and crosses the Yarden. So the Tanakh Kama says, we have to be concerned for a wide variety of cases. I have to, you know, answer them. The Reb Chaim and the Kavi says only like Kanas Shaya. So the Gemara says same thing here with Rishusha Sangalo. That's the way the title of our Mishnah holds. Let me do three more lines. That will be it. So now the Gemara says, Sandal Tame, Ibailu, Sandal Tame, Sandal Tahor Mahu. Now, is there any prohibition against transporting a sandal that's Tahor, which sounds a little strange? In other words, like carrying a sandal because of the Sandal Tame. Chavik Tucha, Chavik Stumamo. In other words, the incident occurred with a chavit that was open. What if it's a sealed chavit? Is there a problem? Avar ben Asama. What if he did transport the truma and he didn't put, or he did transport the kochim, the kachim, and he didn't put it in the avir? What's the status of it? So Ila Amar, Avar ben Asat Tame. Ila says, notwithstanding that, it's Tame. He holds its tahor. Okay, so I assume that when he says tame, it means on a korban level. Okay, so let's take a look. So that's it for tonight. Okay, let me just end the recording for 1 second.